Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, the blitzes aren't going to work. That has been the absolute staple of the Chiefs defense so far this year. And I'm not saying it's at a 0%, and because, you know, sometimes Spags dials one up late in the game that still goes through gold. But the odds of the blitz working are significantly less. Trevor Lawrence has only been sacked 3 times this year. He's been sacked 0 times in half of their games, so he's been sacked twice and once in the other 2 games. He gets rid of the ball faster than just about anybody else in the NFL. So, like, he doesn't give you time to get to him or for the blitz to get to him unless you're going to get there in 2.57 seconds, which the only quarterback getting rid of the ball faster than that is Aaron Rodgers, another not mobile quarterback. The only thing I'm trying to figure out is, does this actually, like, normally I would say this is how the Jags have success. Chiefs have to blitz. You definitely can't get there in 2.57 seconds with your defensive ends the way they're playing right now. Blitzes take longer to develop. How are you going to get there, right? But the other side of this is that the Chiefs are the number one efficiency team in deep ball defense this year in the NFL. Hmm. And the Jags are the worst deep ball offense in the NFL. So maybe you don't have to get to Trevor Lawrence. And tonight's game is about one thing and one thing only. Tackling. Hitting a guy before he gets much further. They're not going to take a bunch of deep shots according to this. If they do, it's a bad sign for the Chiefs defense, I'll say. It's a bad sign for the game in general. But if it's just about keeping the guys in front of you, I actually think that's an okay thing for the Chiefs.
I just wonder, both teams, you know, tendency breakers and things like that. This is a tendency. The Chiefs are well aware of it. The Jags are, you know, able to self-scout a little bit. They understand how they're performing in this certain area. I'll be curious. This is where Spags is so great at adjusting. What's the initial plan out of the gate, opening drive, the Jags scripted plays, Spags and how, you know, kind of feeling things out a little bit and how they're approaching the game. And then what's the adjustment? You know, in week 1, everybody thought the Chargers were just going to run against the Chiefs. What did they do? All they did was pass the football. So the Jags, while the numbers are saying, hey, they don't take shots down the field. Tonight, maybe they do tonight. You know what I mean? Like, so what's that adjustment? Brian Thomas is off to a slow start.
And the Chiefs have been good against number one wide receivers.
Are they
going to
lock him down? Yeah, really. And he's not a number one. But yeah, Quinn Johnston is the...
Is he?
Ladd McConkey is the number one, even if the numbers don't show that so far this year. I don't think there's any dispute. Ladd McConkey is the number one receiver for the Chargers. Statistically, he's like the third
receiver. It's been Quentin Johnson this year, but yeah. Anyway, I don't disagree.
Anyway, but to your point, though, Cody, you know, what they did against A.J. Brown, what they were able to do against Malik Nabers, they have had success against the top-tier weapons. So who's the next guy that you would have to step up for Jacksonville? This is obviously where ETN has been so successful. Their tight end, Brenton Strange, is someone that will probably have a nice night tonight. Would not surprise me if you're looking at prop bets. I would take the over on his. I think that's an area where the Jags could have some success tonight.
I do think that there's something to that, but again, this feels like a good... We talk about this all the time. It's about matchups. This is a great matchup on paper for the Chiefs defense, even though Trevor Lawrence doesn't get sacked by anybody. So what does it matter if you don't get sacks? The Chiefs aren't a good sack team. They have to blitz to get pressure. Well, no one's getting pressure on him. He gets rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds. They don't allow for pressure to occur, which means they also don't have much of a deep passing game where the Chiefs' strength already exists. On paper, this appears to me to be a very good matchup for the way they play. So either what you're saying is going to happen. The Jags are going to be like, no, we got to change course. Time to get the ball down the field, and we're going to sit back a little bit. Or the Chiefs are going to have to get pressure hurried and with blitzes and, like, not delayed blitzes. Not the ones where, like, in the Lamar Jackson week where they had Nick Bolton sitting in the spy and he just kept going. to apply pressure, but instead somebody's kind of going immediately to see if whether or not they can snap him into it.
Yeah, the way Spags has been approaching so far this year, I mean, there'll be something that they haven't done in a while or all year that they'll catch the Jags off guard with. Like, I fully expect that. You mentioned the Nick Bolton situation. Like, there will be something else that they have. This is where I don't panic off of one drive. Let's say the Jags march right down the field on the opening drive. Anybody panicking after that, I think, hasn't watched enough over the last couple of years or paid enough attention. So it's the adjustment part of it. So first drive, if you're Jacksonville and your opening drive, you don't move the ball against the Chiefs defense, that's a problem, because that's the one time where you maybe have a chance to get. If you look when
expose
the Chiefs
little,
have been
yeah.
exposed defensively, other than the week one game where it was a mess all the way around, opening drives, Tim seems to move the ball against them. But usually as the game goes on, the Chiefs are able to settle in defensively. I fully expect that to be the case again tonight.
I think it's a good matchup on paper, despite the fact that Trevor Lawrence doesn't get sacked. The fact that he hasn't been sacked and he is still this bad, so far, statistically, he has been a bad quarterback, below average, like the 22nd best quarterback in the NFL, which is concerning, I would think, for their fans and for him in general. Other than ETN and Brian Thomas, though, there aren't like some ton of threats. Tootin's been good, but the man only gets a handful of carries
explosive
a game,
back,
maybe
but
less.
Not on the field much, yeah.
Yeah, like if you let up a dynamic run, I guess you could run into a little bit of trouble, but you're not going to do that pretty regularly. Right now, their leading wide receiver is Brenton Strange, as you pointed out.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter is their third leading receiver. He only has 118 yards. They've been a pretty non-threatening one. This is always the thing that I like for Chiefs matchups, because they have not been a blowout team very much over the last 3 years. That's not been their staple. That's not how they win football games. Not even how I expect them to win the game tonight. But there's a clear pathway to that tonight, because there's a way in which the Jags just can't move the ball at all, and the Chiefs kind of get up on you a little bit. And then you're completely out of your game, because your best weapon, ETN, is out of the game plan. And you do have to try to go downfield and find players downfield. They don't have a good selection of weapons because Travis Hunter hasn't developed into a star yet. That's really the difference.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.